Okay. All right, so we continue on with our studies in the laws of Orla after a little bit of a break. So the last thing that we got started on, and this is probably one of the most sort of important aspects, maybe just start from it from the beginning again, and that is the issue of how do you count the years, meaning the trees need to be planted, and then somehow there's a three-year, and then really a fourth-year count, right? There's the issue of Orla, and then there's always the issue of Neter Ravai that then gets thrown on top. Orla is going to be Aser Bahana. Neter Ravai, in theory, needs to be brought to Yerushalayim. In practice, not really. In practice, it doesn't happen today. Maybe we'll get to that tonight. Maybe not. But here we go. So on page one, I think. What do I have here on page one? Page one, yes. So page one, the tour there on the top, Dalet and Hey, right? So he says, Ve'elu shalosh shanim, ein nimnim miyom liyom, ela holchem. Been having some internet connections here. Let's see.
My second call of the day, it's not me. It's because I guess I can check it. Connection.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it says it's unstable, but looks like I should be okay on the megabits per second thing here. Check your internet speed in under 30 days. You usually test it less than 40, and maybe a chance of more data. Not sure what it's supposed to be. Okay. Is it still bouncing, or what am I?
It's a bit better. I'm not sure what Sheldon's sensing.
Yeah, it's okay now, I think.
Okay. All right. I just changed the router, but we should still have the same extenders, or should still be working. But okay. So we started working here on the. Oh, let me post that. Okay. So we started working on the issue of calculating the years of Orla. So Orla gets planted, the tree gets planted, and then there's some cow figuring out a way how to calculate the years of how do you get to 3 years. So the Beis Yosef, because the Torah spells it out really. The Torah says the Elu Shalosh Shanim are not counted miyom liyom. They're not counted from day to day. Rather, they're following the Rosh Hashanah. They're following the calendar. El Holchem Behen Achar Shnosa Olam. They follow the years of the world, right? Shu Matchil, which begin in Tishrei. Nis Arvu Nis Avra LeOrla. He says, and what about if there's an extra month? So the extra month isn't factored in. The extra month is just, it's a year. So if there's an extra Adar, so instead of the year being 12 months, the year is 13 months, right? So that's not going to change anything. And there are times when it could be as little as 2 years and 44 days. And sometimes it could be more than 3 years. Now, the truth is, it can't really be as little as 2 years and 44 days, as we'll see. But it could be that the three-year count could be that little, but then it's going to take a little bit longer until the fruit are actually going to be permissible. So here he gives you the example. Ketzad nata kodem shisha asar ba'av. If you plant before the 16th of Av, so that leaves you Mem Dalid Yom until Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So Kevin Shegia Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Al Salah Shana Umona Od Shtei Shanim. So once you get to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, meaning Rosh Hashanah, so then those 44 days that you already planted, that counts as a year, and then you only need to count another 2 years. However, the tour continues on the next page. Vim not to be Yom Shisha Asar Miyom Shisha Asar Ve'elach Mona Mi Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Haba Shalosh Shanim Shleimim. But if you plant after the 16th day, or from the 16th day and onwards, meaning the 16th day of Av, so the second half of Av or Elul, so then that doesn't really count. That doesn't count as a year. It counts already as the next year. So you're going to count from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei 3 whole years. And then after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Shal Shana Revius, Kol HaPeirus Shel Yichantin Bo Kodem, period. Okay. Now, Ula'ach, after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of the fourth year, all of the fruit that are Yichantu Bo Kodem Chamisha Asar B'Shabbos, that are, Chanata, that are blooming, that are growing, from the, or ripening, from before the 15th day of Shvat, meaning Tu B'Shvat, Yishlehem Gankein Din Orla, Afal Pisha Nigmarin Acharkach. So they're already going to have the din of Orla, even though they complete themselves after Tu B'Shvat. So anything that is beginning its growing process following before Tu B'Shvat, so that's considered to be part of the previous year. That's what Tu B'Shvat really is going on, right? That the that if it's Tu B'Shvat, anything that is happening in the tree before Tu B'Shvat is considered as if it is happening due to the water of the previous year. So that's the ends up being that Orla is really, however you define the 3 years, it's really going to always, right, Orla is always having to do with trees or vines, so it's always going to be an additional 4 or 5 months until you're going to be able to benefit at all from those trees.
What did the 44 days come from?
Right. So he doesn't really spell it out here on top, but that's spelled out here in the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef here, back on the front page, Dalid, right? So it's a mission, the first mission, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, on that list of things, right? There's 4 Rosh Hashanahs. So it says, right, Be'echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Netiyah, that the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah with regards to planting. So that first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah goes for about 11, 12 dafim of Gemara worth, right? And the Gemara there says, Minolan, how do you know, what is this Netiyah business? So, Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Shalosh Shanim Yiyeh Lachem Ari Lim, Uksiv B'Shana HaRiviyis, V'Yelev Shana Shana Mitishrei, Dixiv Mirishis HaShana. So the word, when the term shana is used, apparently the Gemara says that the word shana is being used to refer to a Rosh Hashanah year, a Tishrei-based year, as opposed to a Nisan-based year. So that's how we know that this is revolving around Rosh Hashanah. So now the Beis Yosef continues on and says, so great, so Tana Rabbanan, how do we calculate this? So the Gemara tells us, Echad Anoteya ve'echad HaMavrich ve'echad HaMarkiv Erev Shviyas, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Alsalo Shana, Umutter Lekaimon B'Shviyas. So 30 days are necessary for, I'm not sure what's really happening over those 30 days. I mean, if you graft a tree, you plant it, or things like that, so that's 30 days before, you're allowed to keep it during the Shemitah year. That's what the Gemara there is talking about. If it's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't count as a year, and you're not allowed to establish it. You're not allowed to maintain it during the Shemitah year. And the peiros that grow there are going to be usher until the 15th of Shvat. Im le'orla orla, v'im le'ravai le'ravai. Right, and those fruit are then going to be prohibited all the way until Orla or until Tu B'Shvat, whether for Orla or for Revai. So okay, so that's 30 days. So then Rashi says, right, so Kevan Shegiya Yom Echad B'Tishrei Alsalo Shana L'Minyan Shnei Orla. Okay, if it's less than 30 days, it doesn't count as a year until Orla. Actually, this isn't really talking about Orla and Shvius. Okay, and then the last two lines here says Uperus Natiya Zu Asurim. It says Afal Pi Sharmarnu Alsa Lo Shana Im Chanatu Ba Peros La Acha Rosh Hashanah Shel Shana Shlishis Miyad Adayin Asurin Hein Olamis. He says if you do pluck these things off, yeah, the extra time is in the next thing. If you do pluck these things off during that time, or even after that time of the third year, it's still going to be Asa prohibited forever because it's Orla. Even though Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'netiyos, so Ashafa Pisha Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'netiya tesvav b'shvat Rosh Hashanah li'ilan v'zu kvar nasis ha'ilan. Right, and there, and at that point, that the ilan is already foreign. L'hiach inch nasa mischadeshes latzis midei orla until the 15th day of Av. Okay, so that part is, I think, we got. Meaning the 3 years are following Rosh Hashanah. It could be that the year before could be a miniature year, but the last year is going to always be an extended year. Well, I shouldn't say always, because not everybody necessarily agrees with this, but the last year is then going to be an extended year going all the way until Tu B'Shvat. It's only things that grow after Tu B'Shvat that we could assume are outside of the growth of the third year. Okay, so that is the 3 years plus. So you need a 30 days before. It's really learned out from Shvius. There's the idea of Tosefes Shvius, the 30 days before. I guess it's in order for it to establish itself as being part of that year. Okay, but there's still going to be days that are added on. So the Beis Yosef continues now on the second page of Reish Hadi Zayin. So the Gemara really quoting the Gemara there, right? Umaisi Hasan Gemara that had this non that we learn in Shvius ain notin ve'ain mavrichin ve'ain markivin er Shvius pachas mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah v'imnitnata o hivrich o hirkiv yakor the Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yehuda Omer. So that's 30 days. Rebbe Yehuda says kol harkavish ain koletas mishloshim yamim shuv ain koletas. Now he adds in, if it has not any harkava, which has not already been worked on for 3 days, is not going to be considered to, or has is not going to be considered to be joining. So all of a sudden you need an extra 3 days for the grafting to be considered 30 days within that year. So it's 30 days plus 3 days, according to Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Shimon comes and says, nope, it's not 3 days, it's 2 weeks. So that's how you get the 44. That's how you get to 44 days, right? 30 days it needs to, I guess, exist during that year in order to call it a year of Orla living, and then you need another 14 days to get to the point of living during that time. How do we know how we pass in between these opinions, Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Shimon? So Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avuha, Divrei Omer Shloshim Tzarich Shloshim Vishloshim. Kolomar shloshim lekalita v'shloshim lechashev shana leorla. Divrei Omer shlosha, you're going to require shlosha u'shloshim. Divrei Omer beis shabasos sarach beis shabasos u'shloshim. And the Rif and the Rush assume in Perak Aral Amar bei Rav mishmei de Rav halacha k'Rebbe Yossi. That we pass on like Rebbe Yossi, which is well actually the 3 days. V'afalgav d'shul paligaleha kaimalan halacha k'Rav b'isurei. V'chein perish Rambam Perak tes mihilchos meiser shein even that the Ravai. Wait a second. So how do we end up paskening like the extra 2 weeks? Oh, Rabbi Yossi vir Rabbi Shimon say 2 weeks. Right. So we pass like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that require an additional 2 weeks plus the 30 days. That's how we get to the 44 days. Okay. Now there are potentially a few kulas that are out there that are found on the page of Shulchan Aruch. I'm having trouble finding discussions about this outside of the tour Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch and what's on the daf of the Shulchan Aruch. So maybe we'll see more as the next weeks come. But the
For Netter Ravai, do you have to take the fruit that matured after Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year?
Yes. Well, in theory, yes. In theory, yes. That's the mitzvah of Netzer Ravai. Right? Now, in practice, there's two reasons that we might not do that nowadays. Right? Number one is the issue of whether it apply. How does it apply today when you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? Meaning, in theory, Netzer Ravai goes to Yerushalayim. So, for some reason, and I started perhaps finding the answer to that, but I wasn't able to, I don't have a clear answer on it yet. Hopefully next week we'll get to it. For some reason, in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring it to Yerushalayim. You see, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is, and nowadays that you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, so I'm like, what do you mean? Why can't you bring it to Yerushalayim? So I'm not sure where that assumption is. Maybe you have to be Tahor. I'm not sure. But the Shulchan Aruch assumes that you're not going to be able to bring it to Yerushalayim. So, but when it comes to Netzer Ravai, really anything that needs to be brought, well, I'm not sure anything. But when it comes to Netzer Ravai, when it comes to Meiser Sheni, so you could be poda things rather than bringing it to Yerushalayim. So the idea of pidyon still does apply bisman hazeh. So that's number one issue, meaning the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. So can you still bring? Would you bring it to Yerushalayim? We seem to assume no. Again, I'm not exactly sure why not, but we assume no. The second issue that is a discussion about Netzer Ravai is whether it applies in Chutz La'aretz. And that is a Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam, it seems like, versus everyone else. And also with that, the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit split as to what the Psak should be. I just got a note that I was unstable. Still good. Okay, so that's also a machlokes about whether it should or should not apply outside of Israel, meaning Orla does. It's a little unclear why exactly Orla does, and Orla also applies a little bit differently in Eretz Yisrael than it does outside of Israel, as we'll see. So perhaps Netar Ravai is a byproduct of that distinction as well. Okay, so if we go to the page of the Shulchan Aruch here, so Shulchan Aruch really reiterates what we, a pretty good quote, right? What page would that be on? We'll see. I think page 4 or 5. Yeah. Oh, no. That's a Shumas Adesh. Oh, okay. 7. We'll go back to 6. But 7. So the page of Shulchan Aruch says as follows, right? Gimel Shanim Halalu in Shulchan Aruch Dalet. Right? So these 3 years are not counted from day to day. Rather, we follow after the years of the calendar, which begins in Tishrei, Vinis Arvu, Nis Avra, L'Orla, Ula Ravai, and if it becomes longer for the Orla and Ravai, meaning a leap year is just going to be included. Upamim She'enu Ela Shtei Shanim, sometimes it's only 2 years. Umem Dalet Yom, Upamim She'en Yiseir Mal Gimel Shanim, so sometimes it ends up being 2 years, 44 days. And sometimes it's going to say that it's not going to go more than three, it's going to be much more than 3 years. And then it tells you how. If it's before the 16th of Av, so if you get 44 days in before Rosh Hashanah, so great. So that will count as year one, and then you'll count another 2 years. And if you count after that time, so then you begin counting on Rosh Hashanah itself. So Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, how about you need Gimel 3 years from that Rosh Hashanah? And then after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of the 4th year, you'll need all the Perashi Yichantu Bo Kodem Tesvav Bishvat, anything that was sprouting before the 15th of Shvat. Yeshlehem Gamkein Din Orla will have the Din of Orla, and even though Shindigrin Acharkach, and even though it was concluded only after that, Vanech Natin Bo Mitesvav Bishvat Shel Shana Revias At Tesvav Bishvat Shel Shana Chamishis Nikrim Revai Ulachar Tesvav Bishvat Shel Shana Chamishis. That's when they're going to be Chulin. So it discusses that anything that grows from Tubishvat to Tubishvat of year 4 is going to be Netar Revai, and then anything that grows after that Tubishvat is then going to finally be Chulin. But of course, as luck may have it, that will probably be a Shemitah year, and you know, whatever. But yeah, so it's a pretty long process for these things to grow. I meant to check how long these trees actually take in order to start actually growing fruit. But anyways, that is... Yeah. What?
No, I'm just saying that the Shach quotes the Rosh. She notes that in our climate, trees don't ordinarily blossom before the spot. So one may assume that all the fruits that are
spotted. Where do you see that? Where are you reading?
The OU website.
The OU website. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we'll get to that Rosh. Okay.
I'm just thinking that makes it less complicated, but what climate are you talking about?
Yeah, so I'm not sure, because the Rush lived in 2 different places, right? The Rush lived in Germany and he lived in Spain. That comment of the Rush took a little bit of looking around to see where it's found, because the Rush doesn't... Well, let's get to it in a minute. So the... Yeah, so the truth is, I mean, okay, well, hold on. So first the Shach says, Shach lemer ches, Shanishar adayin, you get 44 days. Why? So he tells you the 15 days of Av, because it's always Malay, and the 29 days of Elul, because that's always Chaser, which is important to keep in mind, right, because we often just think, oh, as long as it's done by Rosh Chodesh Elul. But no, it's actually... It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul is already the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is relevant for things like some other Shemitah halachos and things like that. 30 days, it's going to be 30 days from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul, not from when we start saying L'David, right? So that's one thing. I mean, we're not following the month calendar, we're following the days of the year, which somewhat correspond to the monthly calendar, but it's not exactly. I mean, it's not 30 plus 44 Elul and 14 days of Av. It's 29 days of Elul and 15 days of Av. Right, so it's just a little nuance there. But anyways, Tess is more prominent here. So Al Solo Shana. So So, sorry, not, but Kaimalan wife was 30 days of the year is considered a year with regards to Natia, but you need at least 14 days of, I guess, germinating or something, of the seed germinating in order to be able to count the 30 days as the year. That's how you get the 44. So comes the shach that that Joel was quoting before. The ilu gadol al rov hamayim shel shana sha'avra b'chol shu chone kodem chamisha asar b'shvat haynu machmas yitzikas mayim shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so this shach is going on the Tu B'Shvat issue, right? So anything growing during the first couple months of the year is before Tu B'Shvat is considered to be growth from the previous year. Why? Because a tree grows based on mostly on water from the year past. So therefore, anything growing before Tu B'Shvat is mostly growing off of the year from the past, and therefore it's considered to be like Rove Orla or something. And it's a little hard to understand exactly what this you know what this means. Like it's like a mixture. It's like a taruvus. It's it, you know it, the water. But that's the halacha. That seems to be the halacha. Now, here is this rush, this curious rush, where the rush says, at the Shach quotes, says, because of our rush, the yirida idna incha not the b'shum ilan kodum chamisha asar b'shvat. He says, nowadays we see that there's no orla at all, that there's no sprouting at all on the trees before the 15th of Shvat, and therefore, ein nizrin b'orla ela shaloshanim. So therefore, we really only have to keep track of this for 3 years. Now, what exactly is he getting on? So this rush, I did put on the page here. So you could go up one page. There you go. So you see here, it's the rush Hilchos Ketanos. Where is this? So the rush in the back of Maseches... See, the rush only wrote on things that were Lamaisa, right? So the rush appears on Moed Nashim Nezikin, right? Doesn't appear on Kachim. But there are...
Where are you looking now?
Page 6.
Page 6.
Oh, I see it's not that readable. Let me get my...
It's the Taz and the Shachar. And it looks like the tour.
Page
276
is the page number on the page.
No, no. Yes, Rosh. Okay. Tell him he's got it.
Yeah, there you go. Right. It's on the top where it says 276. Right, but the Rush did want to comment on certainly practical halachos that are found elsewhere, that are found in Zrayim, or are found in Kachim, or are found in Taros even, right? So he wrote on Nida, he wrote on some halachos of Tuma, because there are practical halachos of Tuma b'zman hazeh, and on Tzitzis and Tfilin and Sefer Torah. All of this appears in the back of Maseches Menachos of all places, in the standard Vilna Shas. Why over there? So, because in Menachos, there's about a parak and a half of some of these halachos, right? Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, Tfilin, Tzitzis are all found in Maseches Menachos, and therefore the Rush sort of put these together as halachos, and that's where it is regularly printed. But still not. So the Shach just quotes this Rush. I wasn't exactly sure where to look, but we're able to. It's like, oh, wait a second, maybe there's a Hilchos Orla. It's like one page. It's like one a front and a back of a page. You gotta like. You gotta find it. But anyways, so on the left side there, so here is where he talks about this, I think.
Is it part of the line?
Yeah, so a little bit above that. Right, that it's two lines above, we'll say, right? Uvu Tu B'Shvat l'shana haba yatsu midei revai peirus hachontin ba mikan ve'elach. Right, from Tu B'Shvat and onwards, we leave revai from that time and onwards. Lakein lakach ho ilu shloshim yamim shelifnei Rosh Hashanah ad kan l'shana. Okay, so mash maktsas mitoch l'shana the dafka netiyazu she'alu l'shloshim yom l'shana hichmiru aleha shetimshoch shnasa ad tesva v'shvat. So the Rush suggests, more than just removing a suffix, he says, it sounds to me, the Rush says, that this whole this idea of waiting till Shvat, perhaps that only applies if you're being makil, if you're counting a minimalist year number one. I mean, the discussion of this Tu B'Shvat, of the Chumra of waiting 4 months, right? Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teva Trat, so four and a half, of waiting 4.5 months, is only discussed in the context of you get 44 days as a lenient, the 44-day thing of the year before. So he suggests if you have only, the only time you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat, you have to extend those extra 3.5 months, is when you have a minimalist year number one. But if you have, right, that's what he said, Mashra Ktas Mitoch L'Shona, Dafkin Etiyazu Sha'alu L'Shloshi Yom L'Shona, when we count 30 days as an entire year, that's when we're Machmir and say, you got to wait till Tu B'Shvat. But if you planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because you counted 3 entire years, there's no such halacha that you would have to wait all the way to Shvat. That's a different quote, right. That's a different quote than what the Shach was saying. But the truth is, I'm not sure what the Shach... I mean... I think this is the second half of what the Shach said, though. Here, let's go... So keep that brush in mind. That's something I was very happy when I found that, because I think that's what he's saying here. Let's just see a little bit further. It says, because of Rosh Vier, that we don't have to worry about this Chanata thing, because nothing grows anyways during that time. Okay, I mean, that's not really a halachic statement. That's just a din, right? V'amachaber hishmitu. He says, the Machaber left that out. U'mashakasov ha something. I'm not sure what that stands for. Sof daf kuflam ed beiz. The harash kasov kain. Oh, actually, I think that's it. It's the Madane Yontif. I don't know. All right, the Memai and Mem. I don't know who that is. Sof daf kuflam ed beiz. The harash kasov kain l'sfara harazah. Aval asfaras harambam v'rashi lo itzirich dafilu chontin kodem chamisha asar b'shvat li'olam lo mishkachas la yoser mishalo shanim kede... This is that din. I'm not sure who he's quoting. He says Ad Kan Lashono. I can't tell who he's.
Well, the source they give for it is 294.10.
No, that's our.
Okay.
That's what we're learning. That's our shach, right? I'm just not sure who the shach is quoting. He says V'chaber left this out, and that which the Mem Ayin Mem says at the end of Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So I'm not Kuf Lamed Beis. Maybe is here. I'm not sure who that is. Madani. I don't know. I'm not sure who that is. But he suggests right about the Sora Aram Rash. That Rush Kusuf came as far as Haraza, but according to the Rambam, that the Rush may not have even held that way. But according to the Rambam and Rashi, lo itzirich, that filu chontin kod, was even if it does grow before the 15th Bishvat, liolam lo mishkachas la, yoser mishalo shanim, we're not going to find that it's going to take more than 3 years, the cheshanat tapachas v'shoshin yon kodem Rosh Hashanah, ain't sarach lahamtin ad chamisha sar Bishvat. You're not going to have to wait until 15. If you get 3 years, you don't have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. That's his suggestion. But Hayef Sharlomar Hilkach Ishmitu Machaber if they should nearly Iker Kasfaras Harambam Khadmash Vasif Hey, Aval Kasha Alam some again who that is, Tamishkachasla Kishinata Acha Rosh Hashanah, Kodum Khamisha Sabishvat, Vidok Efshar the Ain Derek Lintoa Acha Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that the Shach, I think what the Shach is suggesting here is that we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rambam and Rashi anyways, that are the way that we read it, meaning that you would go past Tu B'Shvat. Now, does it only apply when it's a short first year? So he suggests that, but that's where he says, but it's not really Lamaisa anyways, because things don't start sprouting during that time of year anyways. So it's not really going to come up. But that's, so, but we, anyways, that's a potential Kula that I think gets rejected. Is that what the OU sheet said there? That what is you found online? What is that? What halacha is that talking about?
Well, just the horror law calculation, that's all.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, it seems that it what you say agrees with that, but it seems like you have two threads of thought there, because one is a timing thing, because they say, well, you don't have to go to Tubishvat if you get the whole 3 years, but then there's another idea that it doesn't mature, the trees don't mature before Tubishvat.
Yeah, so...
concept.
So no, it's fine. So I think what he's saying is that anyways, it's not the fruit is not going to mature then anyways. Meaning it's not going to come up as. I mean, what's the potential leniency? The potential leniency is that if you count a full 3 years, you don't have to go to Tu B'Shvat. You only have to go to Tu B'Shvat when you're counting a short first year. But if you have whatever it is, 3 times 365, whatever that is, right? If you already have that amount of days, right? So then you don't have to wait till Tu B'Shvat after that. So that's the suggestion that the Rush had that does not seem to be accepted by the other Rishonim. And even with regards to that, he points out that nothing really grows. It's only going to work if you plant something from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Tu B'Shvat of year one, and nothing grows during that time anyways from things that are planted during that time. Now, is that all over the world? That part I don't know about that. But it could open, but there's also a note here on the bottom that's quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva, which is something sort of like hovering over this whole din. We've already alluded to it, the idea of that we are makil when it comes to Orla, Safik Orla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. So anytime that there is a suffix about it, one could be makel. So what does that mean that it's a suffix? So there's different types of sfeikos in the world. There is the, right, there's a suffix in Metzius, right? Is this, what is the story with this fruit? And then there's also a suffix in Din, right? There's a suffix as to what the halach is, and both of those could come into play and be called a suffix. So if you see the Pisrei Tshuva here, let's do both. So Gimel and Dalet. So the Gimel appear back to page, the next page, 8, I think, 7? Page 7, yeah. Oh, man, why doesn't it come out? Sorry about this.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know if you could see. You can't read it very well.
It's, I'm enlarged like 6 times.
Yeah, so I need some of the data conversion laboratory.
Analysis.
Yeah, so I have the actual text here where he says, I am B'Tshuvas Shivat Sion in Gimel before the 16th of Av. So first he says, look in Tshuvas Sion, I don't know who that is, Simon Mentes, Be'ilon Shenatu Bekayetz. Let's say you planted during the summer and you're not sure when it was. V'lo noda im netiu kodem tes zayin ba'av o acharei kein, right? You're not sure. So now you have a suffix, Amos, Nishlamu, Shnos Orla. So now you're not sure, right? It makes a whole year difference now. My Shnos Orla. V'chasav das linan lekula. You have the right to go lekula. Why? Ne'achar de kaimlan de kerem shehu suffix Orla b'chutz la'aretz mutter k'del kamen v'sif yud v'ach de kan yesh lomar omar ilan al cheskaso mikomakum b'suffix Orla gam b'ischazik yisura mutter. Okay? I assume the Shivat Zion is writing in chutz la'aretz. And he says, let's say you have a suffix, right? So we normally think about, a fruit comes in front of us. The classic case of a suffix orla happens a couple of years ago when I was on the job when I was on the kashrus job for about, I don't know, 3 weeks at the time. Was sending out those boxes were going around, right, in the beginning of COVID. And these boxes had all sorts of issues with them. And, things were just sort of up in the air, with things that were Pas Yisrael. These were all the calls I were getting. And then one night I got a call from one of the Rebbeim in the yeshiva, shall remain nameless. What's the story with these boxes that are going around? I said, I think that they're okay. Oh, that was it. I sent out a note about that. It turned out that there was produce from Eretz Yisrael in one of them. So I sent out a note saying that you have to be mocked. You have to be careful about Trumas and Meisters. You have to make sure to take off Trumas and Meisters. It's coming from Eretz Yisrael. So the guy, so this guy, the one of the rebbeim from the yeshiva called me up and says, "Nu, what about Orla?" So I was like, I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to look. I think it was oranges. So I looked it up. Apparently, like, oranges are not ready for shipment from – there's no suffix. There are – if you go to Israel, there are calendars that you can get about not if you find online. You can find Orla calendars, and there are various things that are not that you don't, there's really no concern about Orla because the fruit aren't growing within that amount of time. In fact, I think Rabbi Holland is the one who sent me, showed me how to figure this out.
I'm not following because the Orla, I mean, you can have, like, let's say you have 10 orange trees, and they were planted at different times. And which normally doesn't happen, but theoretically, it goes on the tree. It doesn't go on. It's not like a season.
No, correct. But the trees don't bear fruit that quickly.
I understand, but you have fruit trees at various levels of maturity, and some could be 3 or 4, some could be 10 years old, and some
right.
could be newly
planted. Right,
and
but.
So how do you
No, 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 because the assumption is that the fruits are the trees aren't capable of bearing fruit for several years. So they plant the tree and then it takes a couple of years before it can actually grow fruit and fruit that is ready to go to market. I'm not, you know, that part I don't know how long it takes. Next time we go to a farm to do fruit picking in Israel, we could ask that question, how they maintain it. But that was the assumption of this calendar, that they're just not. That it's not that fruit that are that from a tree that young are not going to market. What?
Why do you need a calendar? Because it just says why it's just not physically impossible to have a
no different fruit. Different fruit have different different trees have different amounts. So it's a list of all types of fruits and how much of a concern do you have to have for Orla? Right. Beyond that, there's also a bittul aspect, which we'll get to. In the Mishneh Yomi, that's actually what we're up to, that there is a bittul aspect of Orla, we're machmir, that Orla needs to be bittul 1 in 200. But that's still doable, you know, if you have a massive, massive amount of stuff, so it could be doable. So anyways, when it came to that particular food, you didn't have to be choshish for it. What about in America? So in America, so anything you buy in the store, you can just say, Suffolk or Lebuchadnezzar, Laretz. It's something growing outside of Israel, so you don't have to be, so we don't have to worry about it. That's when it comes to the actual fruit. But now, how far back does that Suffolk go? So here, the Shivat Zion says, oh, I'll tell you how far back, that even if there's a Suffolk as to when it was planted in the first place, meaning, I know this tree, the tree's in my backyard, I know when I planted it, I know it's now 2.5 years, but I'm just not sure when, what day, I know what season, I know I planted it during the summer of 2019, right? I just don't know whether I planted it in July of 2019 or in August of 2019, right? So can I say Suffolk Orla Chutzlarts in that case as well? And he says, yes, you can, right? That's what he paskin here. Now he added on one more issue, and that is this issue of Chazaka. Meaning the assumption is this gets into fancy schmancy Chef Schmeitz Chazaka and Rov issues, but here we go. I mean the very first couple of chapters in the Sefer Chef Schmeitz. Are you familiar with this Sefer at all? So the Ktsos HaChoshen is the classic Lumdisha commentary on Choshen Mishpat and the Avni Milum. Avni Milum is on Evan Ezer and the Ktsos is on Choshen Mishpat. So he wrote another Sefer called the Chef Schmeitz, which literally means the seven statements, which the legend has it is that he gave for his seven Sheva Brachos. He wrote the Ktsos when he was like 20-something, you know, like something. I think he died when he was 40. It's like crazy stuff to think about. So he wrote this. So so the Shev Shmaitza were his seven Sheva Brachos drashos. Now, it can't be totally true, because when you learn the Shev Shmaitza, he quotes Ha'aros that his son pointed out to him. So I don't think it was the Sheva Brachos drashos. They certainly were added on and put together and developed further. Right. But it is sort of like the classic Lundisha Sefer, like pure Rov, Chazaka, Trey, Rube, like all that kind of thing. So the very first thing opens with this issue of Safek Doraisa L'Chumra, Safek Dorabanan L'Kula, and that's where it spells out the issue of the Rambam, right? The Rambam holds that the idea that we say suffik doraisa l'chumra is really a din derabanan, right? The idea that we have to be stringent when it comes to a suffik on a doraisa level, that's really only a rabbinic law, right? It's only a din derabanan. It's not a din doraisa. So the other Rishonim ask on the Rambam, how could you say that? Because there's two dinim having to do with sfeikos that are explicitly permitted in the Torah, right? That the Torah, that it learns out from Psukim that they should be mutter. Those two are a suffik mamzer and suffik orla and chutzlarts, right? Two, like, whew, those are random, right? But those are the two halachos. So the other Rishonim ask on the Rambam, how could you say suffik doraisel chumra is only a din derabanan if the Torah itself permits certain cases of sveikos doraisa? That's the big question that is asked in the beginning of the Shev Shmaitza. And his answer is what the Shiva Tzion is alluding to, the idea of ischazik isura. Meaning you throw in the idea that is what's the last thing we knew, right? A chazak, we normally think chazaka of, oh, it happened three times, it's a chazaka. But chazaka is also the idea of, oh, it has a chazaka of being this, of having this status. So when you look at a questionable thing, what's the last thing that we know about this? And we look at a fruit. So I don't know how old it is, but it never has a cheskas heter, unless I know that it's outside the realm of Orla, right? It's not a chazaka heter. It's always a cheskas iser, meaning any tree that I look at is a cheskas iser, as a chazaka of being in the first 3 years, until I can prove otherwise. So the Shev Shmaisa, I mean, he's quoting others, but he suggests that the big chiddush of Suffolk Orla being mutter is that even though there's a chazaka that it's usser, because it's Orla, by definition, it's Usser, we're still going to say that it is Mutter anyways, which is a bigger Chiddush than a normal Halacha, a Safek Doraisa L'chumra. Okay, so that's what the Pesach Tshuva points out here. So this Shiva Tzion is quoting the same idea, right? The same Halacha, that because we have a Safek as to when it was born, so even though that gives us a Cheskas Isser, because I don't know if it's 3 or 4 years, and therefore the Chazak is that the Safik, I have to be Machmir on it. When it comes to Orla, outside of Israel, I have the right to be Mekel. Okay? The next Piskei Tshuva then opens the door, but then kind of closes it, and sort of left, and I'm not sure how to deal with this Lamaisa. But the Piskei Tshuva in Dalad then says, Adayin Mem Dalad Yom, you have 44 days. So that goes now on to the next page here on the bottom left here. He says, Ayin be'er hetiv, v'ayin shuvas sam sefer, simin resh pevav, should see de lomar, that he also says, de le'inyan orla b'chutz la'aretz, shesveiko mutter v'chol ha'mekel, etc., lo be'inan yud dalad yom. He says, this whole halacha about needing the 14 days, of saying, well, it's got to be 30 days plus 14 days. So he says, when is that? That's only in Eretz Yisrael. But it is a machlokas tanayim, right? It's a machlokas. So in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be machmir. And outside of Israel, maybe you have the right to be mekel, because it's a machlokas tanayim, right? Yudalim l'hashra. V'sagi b'gimel yamim. Maybe you only need 3 days. Kodem lamed yom. Shalifnei rosh hashanah. V'sayim mikol mak. But he concludes by saying, mikol makom l'halacha ani omer kein v'lo l'maisa. He says, I think that's the halacha, but Lamaisa, I'm not sure. Meaning, he's kind of like hedges his bets a little bit. And that's where the Piskei Tshuva ends. So I'm not sure how to use that. Meaning, is that used? Is not, and then the truth is, now how far do you extend that? I mean, the Ksam Sofer is saying that it's a machlokas tanayim. I mean, do we say, when there's a machlokas be Shammai and be Hillel, do we say, oh, it's a machlokas, it's a suffik how to paskin, so therefore you have the right to be mekel, like be Shammai? Like, no, we don't say that, right? We don't invoke the position, we don't paskin like Beit Shammai, right? So at what point do you have the right to say, ah, it's really a suffik that's out there? Or do we say, no, that's the psak halacha, and we don't paskin like the other side? That seems to be the issue that's holding up the Ksam Sofer here, and how far to extend it to other halachos here in Orla with regards to the suffik din, we'll have to see. Same thing with Netta Ravai. Netta Ravai ends up being a machlokas, whether we paskin like that outside of Eretz Yisrael or inside, right? Whether we paskin like that. So we just say, oh, well, okay, it's a machlokas, a safek orla, safek revai, because lara should be mutter, because it's a safek, right? Or we say, no, that's like a din safek where we have to paskin lahachmir on it, right? So this limitation of safek safek orla b'chutz lara as a mutter permeates really all of these halachos, right? How far does it go? Whenever there's a machlokas, do you have the right to be mekel? And comes up practically outside of Eretz Yisrael, being a major factor in how to paskin these shilas.
Yeah, I'm having trouble because doesn't the pasuk say when you come to the land, he said, "Bo'ei Aretz," that you should, and gives you the whole.
Yeah, but the pasuk is. I think it says when you come to the land, you're going to do it. I think it also says b'chol moshvo seichem. I think it says wherever you'll go, meaning starting when you get to the land of Israel, and then it says b'chol moshvo seichem. So the assumption is that it does apply outside of Israel, based on that. I just forgot which. Here, one second. Orla yutes chafei, right? Okay. There it is. Right, v'chitavo el arz v'sem kol yitz ma'achal v'artem ro'al toras p'yosh lo shenim yel lachem arlim lo yachel v'yom shana harivis, you're going to have the fruit, it will be kodesh. V'shana chamishis t'chlu espiril suyif lachem tuvaso ani Hashem elokeichem. L'tachlu al adam. Oh, you're right, it doesn't say it here explicitly, so how do we know that it applies outside of Israel? I think it's a gezeira shava. We had this that first I think we had this already that first week. I know it was a break. I think it's then extended to another halacha. Then it's like where was it? Okay, we had it. I gotta go pick up Shul, but we'll make sure to have that source more clear for next time. I think because this picking up Shua thing is an issue, especially because I think they're not davening Marv anymore. So I think we can move till 8:00. Is that like a problem? Monday is at 8:00. Does it make a difference to anybody?
You got cut off, so
we've been doing this 8:15. During the winter, but because of my carpool issues, 8:00 is...